Hello and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin with Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture, broadcasting from Seattle, Washington. On this podcast, I'd like to give my personal appeal to listeners to help us get out the word about Discovery Institute's Summer Seminar on Intelligent Design. Discovery Institute's Summer Seminars on Intelligent Design are now accepting applications for our July 2014 program. Teaching in the program, which includes two parallel tracks, is always a highlight of my year. The students are extremely bright and passionate about ID. They challenge our thinking just as our program challenges theirs. Many want to go on to do research on intelligent design, and some already have. So it's a blast to spend the week working and meeting with the next generation of ID theorists. For those who are not familiar with it, Discovery Institute's Summer Seminar is a 9-day program giving students the opportunity to come to Seattle and learn about ID from top scientists and scholars in the field, including Richard Sternberg, Stephen Meyer, and many more. The program runs from July 11th through 19th. Lodging and meals are covered by Discovery Institute, and we have scholarships to cover travel. In fact, if students need help with travel, there's a very good chance we can provide it. You can find more information at www.discovery.org/SEM. The program is for junior and senior class undergrads or graduate students. As I mentioned, there are two tracks, a science track called the Summer Seminar on Intelligent Design and the Natural Sciences, and a humanities track called the C.S. Lewis Fellows Program on Science and Society. Both tracks focus on scientific issues, but the C.S. Lewis track also includes humanities, law, and social science-related issues. Most of my teaching in the program deals with law and policy in the C.S. Lewis Fellows Program, but I do some teaching in the science track as well. Students must apply to the program to be accepted, and more applications are submitted than there are spots available, so it's best to apply as soon as possible. Applications are due by April 18th of 2014, and there is an online application on the website at www.discovery.org/SEM. It's simple to apply, but you'll need to include the following four items: a resume, a letter of recommendation, a copy of your academic transcript, and a short one-page statement about your interest in intelligent design in the context of your field of study. We rely on the help of scientists, scholars, students, and others, meaning you, ID the Future listeners, to tell people about this program. It's no exaggeration to say that the summer seminar is vital to the future of the ID movement, since it trains the next generation of scientists and scholars who will extend the ID research program into the future. Since 2007, we've graduated over 200 students from the program, a great many of which represent future or even present PhDs in various fields. So I'm making this appeal to ID the Future listeners to help us reach potential applicants. Please forward this podcast to friends, colleagues, or students who you think might be interested, and you can always find out more information at www.discovery.org/SEM. The long-term success of ID may depend on you forwarding this information. I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2014. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.